Tennis Australia Reverses Course, Will Allow Peng Shuai T-Shirts. By Dylan Gwynn on January 25, 2022. Tennis Australia, the governing body making rules and regulations for the Australian Open, has decided to do away with restrictions that resulted in a group of fans being escorted from the stands last weekend for wearing shirts that read, "Where is Peng Shuai?" On Saturday, a viral video showed police and event security officials escorting a group of people from the stands for wearing shirts asking about the whereabouts of famed Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai. The internationally ranked tennis star accused China's vice president, Zhang Jieli, of rape. Shuai's Weibo account was quickly shut down, and the post was deleted. Since then, the star tennis player has only appeared or been referenced in brief, obviously coerced videos. However, on Tuesday, Australian Open Tournament director Craig Tiley announced that the T-shirts inquiring about Peng Shuai's whereabouts would be allowed. Beijing, China, October 20, Chinese Vice Premier Zhang Jieli makes a speech during the Philippines China Trade and Investment Forum at the Great Hall of the People on October 20, 2016, in Beijing, China. Photo by Wuhong Pool/Getty Images. If they want to do that, that's fine, Tiley told the Associated Press. But if anyone's coming on site with the express intent of disrupting the comfort and safety of our fans, they're not welcome. We can't sell tickets in advance and have people come in and feel unsafe because there's a large group of people that are using the tournament as a platform to espouse their views on whatever topic it is. At first, Tennis Australia responded to the incident by claiming that the T-shirts breached their prohibition against clothing bearing political messaging. To ensure that the Australian Open remains a welcoming, safe and inclusive event for everyone, we have a long-standing policy of not allowing banners, signs, or clothing that are commercial or political, organizers said. However, the T-shirts do not espouse views or promote a political message. They're merely asking what happened to a woman who suddenly disappeared after accusing a senior leader of a tyrannical regime of rape. Moreover, the Women's Tennis Association has taken a leading role in demanding that the Chinese provide verifiable evidence of Peng Shuai's safety and whereabouts. So the T-shirts never should have been an issue. Despite the best efforts of activists in the WTA, no progress has been made in determining exactly where Peng Shuai is or her condition. WTA Council member Victoria Azarenka said that there hasn't been that much development in terms of contact with Peng Shuai.